As you know, my name is Zahoor Ahmed. I am ECB level 2 qualified cricket coach. I've played cricket since the age of 11. My first club was Tooting Foreshores. Then, after I left Tooting Foreshores, I went to play in St. Anne's.
Oh, Northern League.
In the Northern League. Then I came back and I played some years under Moore Park for the local Asian team. It was fine in Park the first one. And I also played a few years with Azad. They were champions Azad, in those days. Yeah, Azad was very popular in those days and he was a strong team. So I played for them as well. And it was just a coincidence I played for Azad because they were one player short one evening and they had a very important cup game. And because I was so keen, I was really fast in those days, and he's taking about 7 wickets back for 6 runs. So ever since, I've played a few, about 2-3 years. So moving on to questions, if you all start with Yunus Bhai first of all, if you can introduce yourself to everybody, then tell us your experience.
Yeah, my name is Yunus Patel. All of my cricket really played at Preston Cricket Club in the younger days, played on the park with Kishore and Sadiq and Samad, and these guys are now moved on to Leicester. Then played at school level and then college, and from there I joined Preston Cricket Club. I played mainly to start off within the second team, and then I had a few games in the first team. But now I just take a little bit of a back seat and see my son play cricket. Try and help with the local boys for training purposes during the winter.
Yeah.
And I went on the committee at Preston Cricket Club for a couple of years, which will be sort of end this year, and I'm hoping to sort of take a back seat now.
Very good.
My name is and we started playing cricket in around about 1968, and my first team was Evergreen, if you remember. Then we started playing in Gujarat. That was a very good team, and we played quite a few years in the park in Preston, Preston District Cricket League, and we won a few trophies, you know, championship, Turner Cup, Parkinson Cup, so we had a very good time. We got lots of friends, and we had a very good
time. My name is Kishore. I started playing cricket with Gujarat, and then after a while, Adam got hit in the ball, he lost an eye, so the park wasn't for me, so I started playing for Preston Cricket Club. I was in the first team, but after 6 weeks, because I was a postman then, and I couldn't blend with the Preston. I was opening bowler, so I left for Leyland Motors, and I spent 9 years in Leyland Motors with first team, and I enjoyed opening bowling. I was opening bowler, and there was a time in the summertime, the guy kept looking for me. He said, "Kish, you got to bowl 20, because in the Northern League, you got to play 20 ball, 8 balls each. They can play them sometimes. I have to bowl all 20 overs, like 8 balls each." Even though I enjoyed playing in the park, but those days, every team had individual good players. In every team, there were Caribbean who had some good players. Gujarat had good players. Evergreen had 1, 2, 3 good players. We enjoyed meeting each other. It's just a shame I got to leave the park because I enjoyed it.
I'm Mubarak Patel. I started playing cricket in 1986 in Moore Park. Now I'm playing for Palashil. I'm playing for Whittingham, Palashil League. I used to be a medium pace bowler, but now I'm too old now.
To the question, we got 6 questions yet. You shouldn't take as long just to go through them.
All right.
You can join in as well.
No. I'll come in when it's needed.
But still, because you're stable now, might as well get yourself going.
So do you want me to repeat what I said last time?
Yeah.
My name is Abbas. I've been playing in Preston District League since 1973.
Still playing at New Longton in Palace Shield. Well, try to.
I'm trying to get into Preston.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you all for coming here, gents, first of all. Like I said, I've got about 6 questions to go through all. Shouldn't take as long. It's just a general discussion of the cricket played in our community. So our first question is, why do you all think cricket is popular amongst Asian community?
I would say
it's popular in the Asian community because the cricket is in our blood. We just love the game. That's why we tend to play more cricket than any other sport.
Yeah, I think it's like a tradition. We are all fond of cricket right from the birth, and that's still going on.
I think one of the main reasons, in my opinion, is because cricket is so popular in our home country. Because we're probably second generation, we still keep that tradition going. But I have seen in some of our younger kids, they don't seem to have the same interest as what we still have. And that's a lot to do with the fact that in this country now, cricket is sort of secondary. And most of our young kids are mainly interested in football. Unless there's already a tradition in the family of somebody having played cricket. For instance, here Ghulam's son still plays, and I'm sure his grandchildren will play. And I'm hoping my son plays, and I'm hoping my grandchildren will play. So it's a lot to do with what we as a family are interested in. And because we're in the home country, it's very popular. That's why Asians are...
Some of us around the table have been playing cricket for going back in the late 60s, if my memory is correct. Can you recall the roles that cricket played in the people's lives who come over here in the first earlier generations in the late 60s and early 60s or 70s? What role did cricket play?
Yeah, I think one of the main things that cricket played was the fact that a lot of the Asians were sort of living in community quite close to the town centre, and they were sort of gelling together. It was a day when they were all meeting. They were working in the mills, and then weekend would come and they would be looking forward to each other's company. I think that was mainly the thing that people used to look forward to meeting when they've been working so hard in the week. Because there was very little entertainment. I mean, all right, there was the films on a Sunday. That's right.
And another thing was the work was different than what it is today, because we had every weekend we had off, Saturdays off, Sundays off, you know. So we had a good leisure time, and we used that time for playing cricket, and that was very good that time.
Okay. What was your most memorable moments playing cricket? If we can all go individually, please. The most memorable moment whilst you were playing cricket.
My most memorable was I played the very first game for Preston First Team at Blackpool Cricket Club, and in that Blackpool had a professional called Mushtaq Mohammed, and he'd just come from the Kerry Packer circus.
Yeah.
So that was my first game, so I enjoyed that very much.
What year was this?
1977, I think.
1977,
yeah.
Mine was Richie Mooney. He was our professional for Leland Mortis. Meeting Barry Wood, Harry Peeling, Bernard Reedy, bowling against them. All the best part was on Sunday, we had a team called Altum from Blackburn. Now there were two towns combined together, and they're very fanatic in cricket. So from Preston, I and Sulman Wadi were picked to play for Altum. Now we played Saki League. Now we used to travel to Bradford, Leeds, Warwickshire. We had 11 bowlers, 11 batsmen, so he can put. That was my enjoyment, because they were all Asian played in the Ranji Trophy.
Right.
And Alton Street won everything, so we scraped the board. Now, the Dean and Derby, I don't know whether you know Dean and Derby, Bolton.
Yeah.
It was like a derby with them. But they were like our enemies, Alton Street, one night. And they were, I enjoyed playing with this. That was good. Well, again, playing any pros in Lancashire and England, me bowling against them. That was, because you know you have to be good.
My memorable day was there was a tournament in Mopak, and Pakistani pro, what's it called? I think Azim Hafiz, he came, and I was bowling against him, and he hit me 2 sixes in 2 balls, and they won. That was my memorable day in Mopak.
Professional.
They need only 12 of 2 balls. They need only 12, otherwise, I think he would hit more sixes.
What year was this in?
I think 1991 or 92.
What was
your most memorable?
My most memorable game was it was a friendly game, and we were playing against Leicester, a team from Leicester, and they brought one Indian test player, Ashok Mankad. You remember, eh?
Yeah.
Ashok Mankad, and he played against us. But we got him out for a first ball, I think. Yeah, and that was a very memorable thing.
I didn't know. Played in Northern League.
Yeah.
And he played against
exactly, yes.
England and Lancashire. And I couldn't lie, I got the ball in really well. It just lucky, just bought enough to be. Took his field well on.
I think he tried to hook it.
Hook it, yeah, he tried to be clever. But he didn't know how good we were as well. I think when I played in Northern League, my standard went from the back to the top. And I played 9 years with Leyland Motors. And I thoroughly enjoyed the Leyland Motors.
Very good. Do you think cricket is popular now amongst the young people as it was when you were young?
I think, as you said, you know, I think the interest is dying down among youngsters, you know. I mean, they are not interested what we used to be. They are not very keen. They still like cricket, they watch cricket, but they are not very keen what we used to be. So, as he said, the interest is dying down.
Why do you think
it is disappointing?
What could that be due to?
I think in this game, they are turning more towards football rather than cricket.
Football is more popular.
I think, yeah, among youngsters.
The other thing is, I think for the young kids, it is quite a long game. You know, and whereas football, a couple of hours and they're finished. And I think they tend to play less cricket in schools, and that's not helping. When we were at school, we were playing cricket. Remember Brockles? You were at Brockles, weren't you?
Brockles, yeah.
And you, Sadiq and Samad Taylor and all these guys.
That was school matches, isn't it?
That's right, you have school matches. But they don't have as much.
As well.
Latif, that's right, yeah. But they don't play as much in schools now.
No, no.
That's the thing.
Okay. Moving on.
When we were kids, we always used to go out in the park and play cricket.
That was a pastime, and we used to look forward to that.
The pastime was used as playing cricket, you know, but nowadays, all the
PlayStation things.
How important do you think cricket will be to the Asian community of Preston in the next 20 to 30 years' time? I know it's a bit difficult question, but what do you all
think? You need, for a start, you need facilities. The ground's not as good now as they used to be. Only the one time, I can still remember, you weren't allowed to walk. You weren't allowed to walk across the field.
Right.
If you walk, I remember, I took my bike away from you. If you walk on the bike, you get fined, plus they'll take the bike away from you, and the park keeper will keep it for 2 weeks.
Right.
And that's happened 3 times with me. The Mopak was such a good wicket one time. It was, and now, its facility is too far out for kids to travel. There's no, and expensive as well.
Mm. But there are clubs local in the local areas, like if you go to Preston, Gorgate area, there's Preston Cricket Club.
colour shields, they got grounds in almost all areas of the town, if you look at it, Fullwood.
Yeah, but I think it comes down to the parents. If father is involved and father likes cricket, if the father has played cricket, I think the tendency will be that he will encourage his young son to play. But if the father is not interested, and so the children are going to find it difficult, aren't they, to travel like this?
No commitments by mom and dad.
Yeah.
So it's more down to the parents. Parental support.
Yeah. Parental support plus you need organized events, something similar to what Red Rose is probably doing, you know?
Yeah.
Something to encourage them.
Well, yeah. This is our aim. This is why
as much information as possible, because we have the coaches now available. The facilities are there to be used. So we are trying to gather all the information as much as we can and then provide the best possible programs for everybody.
Last couple of years, you know, even in Mopar, they don't cut the grass.
Yeah.
It's very big grass, so nobody wants to play cricket there.
Mm.
They don't cut grass.
It doesn't look like a cricket field, does it?
No.
It used to be like carpet.
Oh, no council. No parking.
Council can do something about it.
I remember more farm being like just like carpet.
Yeah.
We used to be clean as well. You could push it, just lie down and relax.
Now the dog and everything.
They used to put a rope around.
Yeah.
One time, and no one was allowed to walk.
Exactly. Yes.
Even the camping bowling was, you weren't allowed to go.
So we all think that going back to facilities is the main.
Yeah.
If we can maintain the facilities, then we can maintain the interest amongst the people.
Well, some walking distance for parents.
Yeah. Still, cricket. They playing youngster playing cricket or tennis court because the. They don't cut the grass and there's no wickets and there's no pitches. That's why. Otherwise, if you do the proper organized, still youngster will play cricket.
Right. So what do you think will happen in terms of the organization of the cricket in Preston? What would you like to happen, first of all, should I say?
Well, I think it's like you said, we need more people getting organizing.
Do some tournaments, like, and bring some.
Set up academies.
Yeah.
I think when they ended their Preston, you know, a lot of youngsters stopped playing because Preston District Cricket League, when it goes on, you know, a lot of youngsters used to play.
Mm.
But when they stopped it, you know, they lost interest.
Right. So Preston District was like a backbone for the Asian
community. Yeah, it was central. Yeah. Everyone can walk, transport. Not because cargoes, they said. We can walk it. You're lucky we had a car.
To bring back cricket again, I think.
Yeah,
do some tournament and bring some old pros.
Yeah, like something.
One or two.
Do you not think just by doing just a few tournaments will work? Do you not think we should have some sort of leagues in place?
Yeah.
And try to get more teams playing and working on that. Do you not think
we can do that. Yeah, after evening time especially. Yeah. Like in weekdays, evening time, after 6 o'clock.
Like 2020 is becoming popular now, as you know. We can have mini leagues, 2020.
Yeah.
In the midweek, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because virtually all week. That way everybody can come back from work and have fun in the evening and we can start socializing again.
Yeah, we can do that.
Like when we went to school, we had cricket tournaments as well.
Right.
And five-a-side, yep.
Not six-a-side.
No, five-a-side. And I still got some of the photo of me, Ghulam, Sardar Hussain.
Yeah.
We were the good ballers.
Sardar Hussain is the guy who's a barrister now.
No, that's his brother, Mukhtar.
Mukhtar, right?
That's his brother.
Really?
Yeah.
He was playing with him?
Brilliant, yeah. We played five-a-side in school.
This show goes back to 1960.
Yeah.
This show, I was going to say, some of us are going back to 1960 when we started playing.
Yeah, we started playing.
When did you first come to this country?
1959.
Yeah. Preston. I came in 1963.
There were only seven families in Preston then. That's it, all of...
In 1959?
Yeah. Three families, and like 11, 12, four.
Where did you first live? Where did you live?
Hudson Street. You know Oxford Street? Oxford Road. Oxford
Street. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a street called Hudson Street. Hudson Street, Oxford Street, Berry Street.
So, if you don't mind me asking, right, in 1959, were you keen cricketer then?
I never played any sport, but I was good in football as well.
You were obviously young then.
I was young, right. 9, 6, 7.
Do you recall any cricket memories from those years? Like leagues or...
I think we started in 66.
I wouldn't pass, but that's my first recall. We used to play Kabaddi with 6. Kabaddi, that's what it was. Then you came, Akbar came.
Yes.
Sadiq came, and we just started playing from the neighboring park with the wickets and that. And then I think I moved to Gujarat.
Right.
So they came for me, and then after Gujarat, I moved along. But everything was walking distance. You know, everything was. Did everyone live nearby? Now we need the transport.
The first team in competitive cricket was that. Aberdeen was the
first one.
Abu Sarafali. I played for them, you know. Aberdeen was the first one.
And he slowly said, Kishore, you come up to Belize, our shop.
That's right.
He said, you come play for me, so you can have all your vegetables free of charge. Right? Everything. So just take all of you over. So come and play. I'll take your
Very good. Excellent. Very good. Because nowadays we get can even play for clubs if they are good potential and they are good performers week in week or consistent. Clubs are offering them to play free or some of
when I played for Blackburn in Alton Street, they never paid me,
right.
But they looked after me. Any car problem, they will, because they were in the car business.
Right.
They look after me, they just come and pick me up on Sunday, feed me and drop me off. They look like I was looked after by like a lord. But it was nice with Alton Street.
He was a very good bowler.
I don't know about very good bowler. I would
imagine, yeah, very good by listening to you all.
Yeah.
But then again, I had a women's coaching about 4 years ago, coaching in Chorley,
right.
England women. I said, no, I don't want to coach anymore.
Right.
And when you play with, because I was coaching a little Mortis,
right.
13 and 18, twice a week. But I had no transport. I got to travel by bus from Preston to Leyland, then work at night. Mm-hmm. You just couldn't do it.
Right. Very good.
Transport was the main thing. Like nowadays, everyone's got a car now. And we never had a car.
So is everybody still involved in cricket? And I know Yunus Bhai is here. And are you still involved in cricket? Yeah, still playing. And
I like to play.
But then it's going down. Would you not like to become a... Like you said, you were a coach. Have you got some qualifications for coaching?
No, nothing. Because I was coaching a little more.
He's got experience.
I got the experience.
In those days, were there any courses going
no.
coaching?
No. No.
We coach ourselves.
We coach ourselves. And I think... You look at the replay now. When I look at myself, people have came up to me and said, Kish, you are a good bowler. Because I was all round, the ball around as much. We never had. When someone is bowling, like when we bowl against Ashraf Mankad, I didn't know him. Where good is. We just focusing. Where should I go to bowl? Which ball? And you just do it without any actual replay. Not to do it. Nowadays, you can focus back. You can increase, like, where we went wrong, where I went wrong. I had all these things before. Natural abilities, not just me, but other people had.
Who's telling me?
They were good.
Very good.
Just couldn't prove it.
Yeah.
From a very early age, like say 10, 11 years old.
10, 11.
Yeah.
Start coaching them from that age, you know.
Well, since I qualified about 5 or 6 years. I have been coaching 5-year-olds, believe you know, and I've got some 4-year-olds as well. Because of their parents have been playing cricket, because they are only 4 years old, they've got the national ability, natural. And they're coming on, and I'm working with the young boys now, 5 and 4 year-olds.
See, when I was young, I played football as well. I played football for the Premier League, mm-hmm. and cricket as well. And I play squash in the ladder league.
Right.
So generally, I can play football and cricket, and I don't need to practice. It just comes naturally.
Very good. I think we'll finish there, and I would like to say a very big thank you to all of you for your time and your input in all this. Thank you.